Chapter 40 From the Beasts Within by Maria Helene. Chapter 7 The Real Inspector Hound. After the UN rights ruling, even before the UN adopted Rex and his kennel mates, the New Zealand Customs and Borders Service was one of the first agencies to start making full use of bioforms. My feeling is that they wanted the intimidation factor at first. There's something about having half a ton of dog soldier looming at your shoulder to make the most determined smuggler crack. But of course, it's more complicated than that. Even the basic ex-military models they started with had a dog's full suite of senses. As soon as they trusted their new employees enough to tell them what they were looking for, things began changing rapidly. New Zealand was fighting a war against invasive species. Dogs can sniff those out for you. They can find drugs, too, and they can find explosives. In a few years, there was an immaculately uniformed bioform surreptitiously checking out everyone getting on and off a plane or a boat in New Zealand. Most people didn't even realize they were going through the scanner, so to speak. And then, the next generation of models came through. A homegrown Kiwi outfit engineered some less physically imposing specimens with much better noses and contracted them out to the government. 5 years later, 19 nations were employing over 400 border hound models in airports across the world. The engineering laboratory was one of New Zealand's major corporate players, and the individual units were all putting money aside for a rainy day. When they finished their contracts, they weren't short of job offers. Mitch is a border hound. He doesn't work at an airport, though. He is attached to Wellington's Central Police Station, and he helps with the interrogations. He doesn't do it like Rex might have, looming and cracking knuckles, growling fit to put the fear of dog into the poor suspect. Mitch is a friendly little bioform, deferential and quiet, and he can tell if you're lying or hiding something. His human colleagues ask the questions, and Mitch knows just what it is you're not saying. He beats a polygraph for accuracy and can give a whole lot more information about what the suspect is feeling. Are you covering for someone else? Are you hiding your own guilt? Are you just naturally leery of the police and not cooperating for reasons that have nothing to do with the case? Mitch knows. A recent landmark precedent from the New Zealand courts ruled that Mitch's evidence is admissible in criminal trials. Some maverick lawmakers wonder if one of his siblings might not be a salutary presence within the courtroom to keep a keen nose on witness testimony. A lot of New Zealand lawyers are getting very hot under the collars, trying to explain why people have a right to lie under oath and have it pass undetected. Another model of caniform, this one developed by a South African laboratory, is employed by the Wellington Forensics Unit. While ex-military units can still be seen going in first, ahead of the armed response teams and police forces all over the world, New Zealand is leading the way in the intelligent use of bioforms in law enforcement. The adjustment period is ongoing. Members of the public have grown to trust them at least as much as they trust the police force, and members of the police force have begun to treat them more as co-workers than mobile equipment. It's a work in progress, but the rest of the world is beginning to notice. Nobody has even begun to think about bringing bees into the mix. Bees' special senses can be tuned for hundreds of different tasks, from detecting radiation to on-the-spot molecular evidence analysis. Her ability to eavesdrop on unsecured electronic communications may also be of use, but that has far too much potential for misuse to simply give it into the hands of governments. I can hear those lawyers complaining again, and this time they have a point.